Banks, mortgage companies, and other lenders are relying more heavily than ever on credit scoring, a numerical ranking of someone's credit history. One of the most important numbers is something called a FICO score. It's a three-digit number that goes a long way in determining who gets credit and at what interest rate. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Until recently, FICO scores were a mystery for most borrowers. That's because generally people never saw them. Fair Isaac & Company, the firm that prepares the number for banks and credit card companies, prohibited lenders from disclosing the number. The company claimed borrowers wouldn't understand the methodology used to derive the score, but that attitude has changed. For one thing, consumers have made it clear they want to see the number. Government also got involved, saying consumers should be allowed to know the factors banks and finance companies use in making lending decisions. As a result, Fair Isaac and Equifax, one of the major credit reporting firms, last month began letting individuals purchase their FICO scores online. Sherry St. John is general manager of Fair Isaac.
Everyone has access to a free copy of their credit report if they've been turned down for credit. And some states actually allow for a free credit report annually to be given out. What we're doing is really going beyond providing the credit report to providing an overall explanation service, providing a lot of information with respect to the score that the lenders are using, what goes into that score, and we're offering customer service and customer support for the questions that will come up as a part of it.
For $12.95, Fair Isaac gives customers both their FICO number and a copy of their credit report. The company says early response to the service has been good. Fritz Elmendorf is a spokesman for the Consumer Bankers Association. He believes credit scoring makes the lending process fairer.
By going to a mathematical formula, you know, a real fact-based objective formula, it actually takes some personal judgment out of a lot of these scoring decisions. And it also makes it faster, good for consumers.
But there are questions concerning how accurate the number is. A study by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group has shown up to a third of all credit reports from which the FICO score is derived contain errors. To check for ourselves, we decided to obtain a prospective homebuyer's FICO number. Bob, not his real name, was shopping for his first home. The 38-year-old, employed by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has had a rocky credit history. He declared Chapter 7 bankruptcy back in 1996. Sitting down with the real estate agent, Mike Costello, we ran a quick credit check online, and it didn't take long to find out there were a few things on Bob's credit report that should not have been there.
Here's a perfect one. It's showing on there that it was charged off. Now, I'm guessing that that was included in the bankruptcy.
Yes.
If you notice, you come over here.
Bob's score of 629, while not exceptional, was high enough to ensure he will be able to obtain a home loan. However, had his score been much lower, he might have found himself denied a loan or forced to pay a higher interest rate. Generally, any FICO score above 650 is considered good, meaning borrowers in that range will probably have little trouble getting credit. But there is another potential drawback in the growing reliance on credit scoring. Richard LeFaber is president of AAA American Credit, a credit bureau located in Arizona. He says the score you receive 1 week may be different from the one you get when you actually go to apply for a loan.
When you get that score, and based on that score, you think you qualify for a mortgage loan, it could drop 20 or 30 points in the next 5 days, which means it takes you out of being approved, or you're being charged a higher fee or more of a down payment because your score has moved.
The reason your score moves is because credit information is constantly being updated. While only a snapshot of an individual borrower's credit history, lenders still place a lot of importance on FICO scores. It's estimated the score plays a role in 75% of all mortgage loans. So far, Equifax is the only one of the three major credit agencies that has partnered with Fair Isaac to offer the FICO number. The other major credit monitoring firms, TransUnion and Experian, have their own systems. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.